The comings and goings continue in Philadelphia. Wide receiver Jeremy Maclin has agreed to reunite with his former head coach Andy Reid in Kansas City.
First off, I want to welcome Jeremy and his family to the Kansas City Chiefs organization. Anytime you can get a player like this is very rare.
I'm very excited to be here. I'm reunited with Coach Reid and you know, some of the guys are on the staff in Philadelphia, which is, you know, something I never dreamed of that could have happened. And, you know, the fact that I'm in this situation is pretty awesome.
I think when he came into the NFL, he was more of a slot guy, a move guy. Now he's a guy you can line up outside the numbers, and he can take on a top cornerback and make plays for you.
Looking deep for Maclin, who races and has it. Touchdown, the ball! He is going deep down the middle, and it is caught. And in for a touchdown goes Jeremy Maclin.
He's had double-digit touchdowns multiple years in his career. He's coming off a huge year. We had over 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns in Philadelphia.
He had two or three plays where he caught the ball in the middle of the field, turned and took off and scored. And I think those are the kind of plays when I look at number one receivers, that's how they separate themselves. The toughness, the speed, you know, the route running, the smarts, all those things he has.
You have to respect Jeremy Maclin. You know, the first time you go to sleep on this guy, either he'll burn you or the offense will burn you.
Touchdown, Jeremy Maclin!
You know, he's multifaceted. He's able to stretch the field. He's a very crisp route runner. He's got good hands.
Bubble screen, and running in for the touchdown is Jeremy Maclin.
I think when you play offense in the NFL, you have to be able to frighten defenses. So just being out there, knowing you can make a play with him is huge. You're going to see the middle of the field open up for guys like Travis Kelce, DeAnthony Thomas. You've seen this offense use running backs in the passing game a lot. It creates more and more matchup opportunities.
I say it's very rare to get a man of this quality as a person at the age of 26 who has a seamless transition into a system that he's familiar with.
Being assimilated into the culture of the team that they've built over the last 2 years, it's going to be very easy for Jeremy Maclin because he understands what's going to be asked of him and what will be required as a number one wide receiver.
I think Jeremy's going to be a guy that's going to bring the intangibles to where he's going to be a leader, but he's also going to be willing to help each and every one of these guys become what they're capable of as a receiver in this system.
Some players just are very fine, just kind of doing their own thing, showing up and going home. I think he's the kind of guy who wants to be part of a family. And to be honest with you, I think it's a big reason why he's here.
You didn't have to wait until late April to draft somebody of this stature and wait for him to develop 2 years later.
I think it was a great addition for the offense. You don't want to spend the 2 years that it often takes a lot of players to learn that system if you're trying to win playoff games now. So I think overall, you couldn't ask for a better fit in Kansas City than Jeremy Maclin, a wide receiver.